Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And listeners, we'll just keep taking your calls for a while because, well, that's one of our main functions, to let you have a public voice on things that are important. So let's keep going on the question, if you did not vote for Donald Trump, do you go so far as to say he's not a legitimate president? If so, why? How do you define the term? If not, why not? What does it mean going forward in practical terms? Does it mean anything more than symbolism when there will be all the coming policy proposals that Democrats will want to help to shape to the extent that they have any power in the Republican majority Congress with a Republican president? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Interesting to hear conservative columnist Jennifer Rubin from The Washington Post, as well as progressive columnist Joan Walsh from The Nation there, agree that very specific things that Trump said to the Washington Post in an interview yesterday, they just don't believe that there is any kind of bill that he's got about ready to go that would have provisions for negotiating price with the pharmaceutical companies, or that would be insurance for everyone with lower deductibles, as the president-elect said. So on this question of legitimacy and what it means, and anything else you want to say about the Russian hack investigation or Trump's emerging position on health care or anything regarding the change of power and the poignancy of it on this Martin Luther King Day, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now to your calls on legitimacy, illegitimacy, what it means that Congressman John Lewis and others are starting to use this word with respect to President-elect Trump, not just disapproval. A growing list of Democratic members of Congress from our area are now saying they will not even attend the inauguration, led by Congressman Lewis, and now the list is growing. So is this the right thing for the Democrats to do? And if so, what does the word illegitimate mean to you? 212-433-WNYC. And we'll start with Harry in Fort Greene. Harry, thank you for calling in. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I would like to point out that there are different ways to define legitimacy. There is the term we all learned in poli-sci class, which is whether someone has fulfilled the constitutional requirements to become president. And like it or not, Donald Trump has done that, I believe. But then there's the question as to whether he has made an effort to be accepted by the broad population as the legitimate leader of the country. And in this case, I am upset by the fact that he seems to have made no effort whatsoever to reach out to people who did not support him. I mean, so far he has named a grand total of one African American to his cabinet. He has named four Asian American women to secondary positions among his advisors. And the top posts are filled entirely with white male billionaires.
Harry, thank you very much. Todd on the Upper West Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Todd.
Hi there. You know, I'm taken aback by the prior two commentators, and I was taken aback by Representative Lewis's statements that the President-elect Trump did not win this, I guess, legitimately, and he sort of implied that perhaps there's some kind of collusion with the Russians. I mean, whether you support him or not, the man won. The man won the presidency. He won the number of electoral college votes that you need to win. That's the process. And I think, whereas he may not have the moral, quote unquote, legitimacy, that's an individual thing that, you know, individual voters can decide. I think to make these comments that he's not legitimate, that he colluded, whatnot, when there's absolutely no evidence that Vladimir Putin somehow magically jumped into election, you know, boots and pulled the wrong handle down. I mean, give me a break. You know, what this does, though, this sort of self-righteous anger, what this does is it helps divide the country further. I think it's frankly it's reprehensible that these reps in New York are not attending the inauguration. The inauguration is a celebration of the peaceful transfer of power. The fact that your candidate didn't win, what does that mean? You blow the whole thing up? No, what you do is regroup, come back with better ideas, propose a better candidate in the future, and hopefully Democrats win in the next election. But if you blow the whole thing up like they're trying to do, what that really does is it divides the country further, makes people even angrier.
Todd, thank you very much. And we're going to go to Kathleen in Manhattan next. Kathleen, you're on WNYC.
Thank you for taking my call. I think this election was not so much about Donald Trump, but about our country. Donald Trump has psychiatric problems. That's very obvious to me, which is why he lacks the capacity for governance. What politician anywhere do you hear speak like that about other political leaders? Vladimir Putin doesn't even talk like that.
What do you have in mind, for example?
Well, he attacks Hillary Clinton, not just everyone, the name calling, the primitive language he uses, 1 minute this, 1 minute that. And I think one of the reasons his children are so intimately involved in his business affairs, forget the White House, we haven't gotten there yet, is because he has lost decisional capacity and no doctor would touch him unless for medication or whatever, unless the family adopted somebody to give consent. Do you know what I mean by
that? Well, I know what you mean. I mean, I think to be fair to Trump, we might leave that more to psychologists and psychiatrists. And there's no evidence, in fairness, to indicate that his children are so involved with the business because he's been deemed psychologically unfit to run his own private company. So I think, you know, it's just fair, you know, in fairness to him, to say that there's no evidence of that in particular.
Well, we haven't allowed evidence. Nobody's asked. You have to have evidence.
What about the legitimacy question for you? Did you hear the previous caller who says he was elected no matter what we think of a psychological state or anything else, and so it only divides the country further. It only makes it harder to get to the bottom of things and go on and reunify, and then Democrats can try to win the next election if Trump is a failure in office, rather than use this term delegitimate. Does that strike you one way or another?
Well, you know something, I must admit to you, I'm so stunned by his behavior and his mental functioning. I think the only journalist, and I listen to a lot of you because it's important, the only journalist I've ever seen skirt the edges, and you can see the expression on her face, and you know, I think she knows what's, you know, is Amy Walters. You know, she's on PBS?
Yes, formerly with ABC. Uh-huh.
That's it. Okay. Well, I only watch public television and public radio, so I can't tolerate the rest of it. But the fact of the matter is that this is stunning, and it's dangerous. It is dangerous.
Kathleen, thank you very much. We're going to go next to Judith in the West Village. Judith, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make one quick point, not directly addressing the illegitimacy issue, but I haven't heard anybody point out that he made this speech where he said he was going to send so many jobs to the states that supported him. And this is the president-elect going to be the president of the United States, and I've never heard any president say not that he was going to increase jobs across the country, but that he was going to send jobs to the states that supported him.
He did say that the other day. I tend to think that, it's one of those things that he said in a particular moment to supporters in a particular state, and that his goal is going to be to send jobs to all the states, and have national policy. But you're right, he did say that.
Yes, and also the fact that when he intervenes personally, I mean, so far he's intervened in Indiana, where his vice president is from, and that I'm not
right,
sure
with
if
the carrier company.
Ohio.
Yes, with the carrier jobs. Right. And with Ford, I'm not even sure which state that was. It was, I'm not sure if it was Michigan or Ohio, but other states that voted for him. I hear what you're saying.
Right, right. So I just, if he's going to continue giving his largesse, he reminds me of a king.
Judith, thank you very much. Liz in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Liz.
Hi. I'm still not clear as to what the facts are regarding the putative Russian hacking. I think most of us are so ignorant that we don't even know how a hack happens, and I really don't understand that there's proof of any of this. So to state that Trump's election is illegitimate because of Russian hacking seems irresponsible. And that's it.
Well, I would have liked to see the intelligence agencies release more of the evidence that they consider too classified and too potentially damaging to national security if they do release. But, you know, even Trump and all his nominees at this point have accepted the unanimous conclusion of the intelligence agencies that Putin led Russian agents to hack the election and with the goal of getting Trump elected. Trump himself acknowledges that now, and all the intelligence agencies do, and Trump's own nominees did in their confirmation hearings. So on what basis do you still doubt it?
Well, in the same way that we were sure that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, just because everybody sees the emperor's new clothes doesn't mean he has them. And it's not that I'm a fan of Trump. I'm a fan of having an informed conversation and to be told things that to be seduced as a nation with a promise of information and not real information is very unsatisfying. And I think it's frightening if this is the way we're going to go forward, that there's going to be a collaboration of ideas of people who all admit that something is true or not true without actually giving us the facts.
Liz, thank you very much. Jeff in Highmount, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeff.
Yes, hi. I am deeply concerned about the impact that Comey's statements had. I am deeply concerned that the Russians may have played a role in this election, and I am equally upset about the assertions about voter suppression, which is not getting anywhere near as much coverage as it should be, and potentially the dossier, if the dossier proves to be substantive. But until we have more evidence in all those areas, I would not use the term illegitimate. I agree with your point about undermining the credibility of that nation and rushing to a term like that.
I was citing David Axelrod, who had said that plays into Putin's hands by delegitimizing our democracy in the eyes of the rest of the world, not just delegitimizing Trump. But Joan Walsh, who was here before, said, no, that would be to deny the facts in front of our face for the sake of not wanting to look delegitimate around the world. How would you respond to that?
I'm more concerned about the substance than the global impression, because I think our global impression is the impression of the public around the world is not that great of us right now. I'm also concerned about the hope that the Justice Department will adequately investigate the Russian involvement or the dossier. I used to be in federal service, and these things can be highly politicized. And I fear that once the new administration gets in, the effectiveness of the Justice Department would be highly compromised.
Yeah, interesting. And Jennifer Rubin, the conservative Washington Post columnist who was here before, wrote another piece last week that we didn't even have a chance to get to in our interview, in which she said the Senate must get to the bottom of the question of whether there was collusion by Trump or Trump's people with the Russian hacking. If we assume the Russian hacking to be a fact and in support of Trump's election to be a fact, that's one thing. If Trump or his people, you know, in his campaign were actually helping a hostile foreign power influence our election, then we may be in wholly uncharted territory, and then we may be, you know, ready to use the I word, impeachment proceedings, if anything like that is turned up. And that's what was so explosive about the dossier, not any of the, you know, the sexual rumors in it. And we can only hope that they get to the real truth one way or another at the bottom of that.
Perhaps we need something equivalent to a 9/11 commission.
That's what a lot of Democrats are saying, that a lot of Republicans are refusing to impanel at this time. Jeff, thank you very much for your call. Thanks to all of you who called.